later on, we'll be discussing the upcoming COP climate talks in the Amazon city of Belém in Brazil. But in neighbouring Colombia today, a major international summit is taking place in the city of Santa Marta. It was billed as Colombia's most ambitious diplomatic event in over a decade, but it's now been hit by a cascade of cancellations from European leaders, including the French President Emmanuel Macron and the German Chancellor Friedrich Merz. Colombia has accused the United States of pressuring countries to skip the event. President Donald Trump has recently clashed with the Colombian president, Gustavo Petro. Joining us live from Brussels is Elena Lazarou, who is Director General of the Hellenic Foundation for European and Foreign Policy. Elena, welcome. So this summit is going ahead without key leaders. How big a blow is that?
Well, good morning, first of all, and thank you for having me. It is a bit of a challenge to get somewhere when you have these leaders missing, especially because EU CELAC summits have traditionally, when they were held, because there was a big hiatus at some point, been places where leaders do converge. EU Latin America leaders don't converge so often in the same space on their own. So it is an opportunity for bilateral and interregional engagement. And of course, whatever declaration is adopted in the end does have much more weight when leaders are present there. But I think beyond being a blow, it's also a very significant indication of the geopolitical environment and how issues such as, you know, relations with the US, both for Latin America but also for the EU, are affecting bilateral and interregional relations between the two regions.
This summit is presumably mainly about trade, and the reason why people are boycotting it at President Trump's explicit or implicit request, I don't know which it is, that's also about trade, isn't it? It's about the money.
Well, it's not only about trade, because trade between the EU and a number of those Latin America countries or groups of them, like Mercosur, is actually a very bilateral issue between the EU and those countries. And some of the trade agreements have moved forward. And speaking of the EU-Mercosur agreement, which is perhaps the biggest one that to note, the challenges are not necessarily the Trump foreign policy, but bilateral issues such as farmers' reactions and subsidies. And so I think the issue is trade in the sense of, you know, a hesitation to be involved in discussions that may lead the American president to sanction or impose tariffs on individual countries. That perhaps, yes. But the summit is about much more than that. It's about the green and digital transition. It's about the way the EU finances infrastructure in the region. And it is also about security. Security is in the agenda. And I think maybe that is the big challenge, because security in the region has a lot to do with Venezuela, with drug trafficking. And at the moment, that is a very sensitive point on the agenda of the United States foreign policy in the region.
What we haven't explained is why Donald Trump doesn't want European leaders to go to Colombia. Could you just cover that one?
I would not say Donald Trump doesn't want Europe. I don't think there's been an explicit message there. What I think is European leaders may see that going to a country, Colombia, which at the moment is sanctioned by Donald Trump. In October, the U.S. government imposed sanctions on the president of Colombia because of the perception of not cooperating on the fight against narco trafficking, drug trafficking, security issues. So the perception of attending a summit, which is A, organized in a country where these kind of sanctions have just been imposed by the U.S. By the U.S. president, but also it seems to be that the Latin American leaders that are attending are also mostly the ones that I would not call aligned with the U.S. president. So, for example, Gustav Milei from Argentina is not attending. So what we're seeing perhaps is a group of Latin American countries attending at leader level that is perhaps less in the favors of the U.S. president. At the same time, I think it's important to say that these summits, there's the leader part, but there is a lot that happens at the technocratic level, at the minister level. So it is not that there would be no presence. There will be presence, and there are things that may come out of the summit.
Thank you. And just before you go, tell us about the influence of Donald Trump, the global influence outside the United States. Perhaps you'd just like to reflect on that, because so many of the stories we cover seem to come back to him.
Well, I was about to say we are talking about, you know, a highlight in the agenda between the European Union and 33 Latin American states, and we are talking about Donald Trump, who is actually, the United States is not part of this meeting and never has been.
Quite.
So that in itself is definitely telling, and it's in many ways the climate summit that I think you'll be talking about later is also another multilateral summit where I'm sure you'll be talking about the United States again, presence, but also the financing. And I think, you know, what we're seeing under the U.S. administration is a very different approach to multilateralism. And all these summits are multilateral. There are many member states, many states coming together to agree collectively on rules. And my sense is that the United States approach to multilateralism is, you know, rather go for, you know, bilaterals, rather go for states to taste the state engagement, which is weakening the significance, unfortunately, of these summits, which underpin, of course, our global rules-based multilateral order. So I think this is like the wider picture. At the same time, you know, leaders from the EU are indeed citing that the agendas are conflicting with the COP. So, of course, you know, there's always other reasons that can be used to explain their absence. But it is true that if we were, I think, still under a very multilateralist US president who had embraced these summits, I think we would see a very different dynamic.
Many thanks for your insights, Elena Lazarou, who is head of the Hellenic Foundation for European Policy and Foreign Policy in Brussels.